بسم الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Young Black Muslima, the journey from hip hop to hip hop. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Another episode, and I'm grateful. I have taken the time to really reflect on purpose and who I am and who I want to become. And journeying through this with you guys, talking to you guys about my journey and how it has helped me to become a better me, how it has helped me to see what is this soul doing, who is this soul needing. And so I just want to reflect on when I realized that hip hop didn't deserve me, but also when I realized I didn't deserve to be shown the beauty of Islam, but Allah granted it to me anyway. Alhamdulillah, I realized that I was dedicating my life to everything hip hop, right? I was going to all of the events, going to the studio. I ended up in places I didn't even want to be because the energy was just not for me. Like, you know, being in certain studios, just seeing how women would throw themselves at artists, you know, and how men just assumed that I was there for the same things they were, and having to really break down, like, that's not why I'm here and you are disrespectful. Having to do that in actuality made me realize two things. I wasn't aligning with who I needed to be, because if I was, I wouldn't have been in that environment and that energy wouldn't even be around me, right? And some people like to say, oh, like, you know, it's still not right, you know, all these things. Of course not. Like, you know, I'm not okaying behavior like flirting or someone physically like pulling me or, you know, trying to hug me when I don't want to be hugged, or touch me, like shaking my hand when I don't want that. I'm not trying to justify it at all. But one thing I am gonna say is that when I am avoiding environments that require me to kind of connect or coexist with the opposite sex, I am not happy about it. I realized that, especially because I have, you know, alhamdulillah, realized the importance of like haya and modesty. But also Allah has put a renewed found modesty in me, alhamdulillah. And so with that, I don't really want to be in those types of environments, right? So I'll just go to a specific incident when we were in a studio. We were in a studio with an artist that's super popular now. Like a lot of people know him in R&B. And this is maybe like a third or second session I've gone to, and we connected off the simple fact that, you know, we were both artists, we both were born in the same month, and, you know, our energy was like edgy. He was super cool, super chill, none of the flirting and none of that. But the producer was very much not chill. And when I reflect on this, I was like, you know what? This is a toxic environment for me. I'm not happy being in this type of environment where I can't really develop who I want to be and who I want to become. Because I wasn't respected as an artist. I was just seen as a piece of meat. I wasn't respected as a creative. I was just seen as somebody who looks good with a group of people that they want to all go out with later. They all want to go to the club later, right? Saying, oh no, you should be able to go. And at the time I was so young, like I was like 19, and I remember like not being able to go out. And they're like, no, no, don't worry about it. We'll get you in. I was like, no. And at that point, I realized that that was a protection for me too. Like, I wasn't able to go out with everybody after studio sessions. Everybody would go out super late. And, you know, creative sessions, whatever it was, you know, people were in the studio from like maybe after the workday, like 6 to 10, and then everyone would go out, or 6 to 11. And I realized that was a protection for me, like God was protecting me. And when I was amongst people in the studio, the things that I've seen, obviously, there are things that I don't remember because Allah has erased them, but there are things that I remember and reminds me I don't ever want to go back to chasing that lifestyle, chasing, you know, this way of living that, you know, just is not conducive. Like, you know, hip hop is meant to empower our people and it's meant to uplift us and help us to see our greatness in a way that maybe some people can't connect to Islam. But it does. Islam does that far better than hip hop ever will. And the reason why I say that is because people treat hip hop like a religion. But the truth is, it's not. And it's just time to face the facts. It's a community, right? It's a group of people. And I was reading a book that KRS One wrote. It's called The Gospel, like the Hip Hop Gospel. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting that he wrote this. And I'm thinking to myself, people will revere him as someone who can write this. And thinking about how KRS-One was a part of 5%er and how they referred to themselves verbally, astaghfirullah. Like, you know, you're not God. You're not a God. It's not possible because you haven't even gone through the processes of understanding your existence and knowing that you actually don't exist. You actually are not God. You're not a God. And saying that is just straight bidah, is straight like disrespectful to God, because you didn't make the seed that made the tomato, that made the cucumber, that made the lemon tree. And so for me, I realized the hypocrisy in hip hop. And it's never to like downplay hip hop because there's so much beauty. But my goal is, especially with this podcast series and me going back and journeying and connecting you guys, is to take the good out of hip hop and really fortify it to be truth connected to Islam. Because there's some things about hip hop that align with Islam directly, but there are some things in hip hop that are falsehood and cannot coexist with Islam and with what Allah has given. So that's why I call this a journey from hip hop to hip hop, because hip hop was something that, you know, I was hopping, you know, to one spot to another, trying to figure out who I was. And I wasn't able to be still and be present with the presence of, in the presence of God. But in Islam, hip hop, the truth, dope truth, like, it's just like reading the Quran, it's like, ooh, I'm like, oh, Allah did that. Like, the Quran be slapping, like, for real. Because I'd be like, yo, for real? Like, when I read Quran, like, they be sitting back like, woof. They ain't no MC, no producer can make or create or even understand collectively if they are not given that by Allah. There's nothing like the Quran. It is the best piece of literature. It's the best thing ever written. So anybody, you know, talk about bars or any artists or anything like that doing, it becomes so obsolete for me when I see that there is no good rooted in it, right? And so understanding that hip hop didn't deserve me, but knowing I don't deserve Islam, it's a humble way to be. Because Allah could have just left me to that lifestyle, that way of life, like chasing the dunya, chasing to be hip-hop, you know, respected in hip-hop, to be a part of a community that, if you're not purifying yourself, it's just a filthy place to be in retrospect. Hip hop wasn't always like that though. You know what I mean? And so I have a lot of respect for those who turn that around and use their talents for good and inspire people, right? But at the same time, the journey is about choosing your soul first. It's about choosing your soul. You can't, hip hop is not what people think it is. And it's been glazed over so many times. So when I think about my journey, about how Allah allowed me to be Muslim, I realized, subhanAllah, I didn't deserve that. Because I was going through so much that I felt I wanted to be this dope hip-hop artist. And that's what I wanted. Allah saw something in me, a passion, that could be used to worship Him. And I pray Allah continues to allow me to do that and keeps guiding me to do that. Because that's all that's important to me. It gives me so much peace and solace to worship Allah with everything that I do. And man, I was so poor. I'm still spiritually impoverished, but I was so poor when all I wanted was hip hop to love me. And I wanted to fight for a spot. But I realized some people didn't fight for their spot. They had to sell their soul to get it. And that ain't for me. And so hip hop doesn't deserve me. My soul belongs to God. Right? My soul belongs to the one who made it. The one who is going to return to when this is all done. This world is temporary. So I'm grateful that I took care of my soul in that way. To notice that this has been all written. This has all been gifted. So alhamdulillah. I pray that this is something that is connected to in many ways, in many layers, in its grace. It is phenomenal to be a Muslim. And then you're an artist too. Like when you're a Muslim artist, Allah allows you to see the world in a whole new way. But you have to be open to the Creator and know that you're the creation. Right? So shout out to all the dope MCs out there, all the women, because they inspired me to also understand who I am as a woman and to not tolerate disrespect. Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being you. And I pray that you utilize the time Allah gives you for good. And I pray you utilize the time Allah has written for you to serve Him and Him alone, to love Him and Him alone, to worship Him and Him alone, and to lose yourself in Him and Him alone. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.